Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Wednesday, July 19th, 2017. Updates on the situation of Charlie Gard, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a consecrated virgin. President Trump and Vice President Pence speak out after the failure of the Senate's health care bill. And Minneapolis residents are demanding answers in the shooting death of Justine DeMond. The Telegraph is reporting that Charlie Gard has been examined by Dr. Michio Hirano, an American specialist in mitochondrial depletion syndrome, at the Great Ormond Street Hospital in London. Dr. Hirano spent 5.5 hours yesterday in intense meetings with Charlie's team of doctors at the hospital, where settling on a plan of treatment would have been addressed in regards to the results of the new MRI and EEG tests which were conducted on Charlie. The Telegraph reports that there is no indication that the hospital's position on withdrawing life support from Charlie and providing him palliative care has changed. Life News reports that Charlie's parents, Chris Gard and Connie Yates, were furious to discover that the court-appointed guardian to Charlie's case, Victoria Butler Cole, is also the chair of Compassion in Dying, a pro-euthanasia lobby group which is a sister group to Dignity in Dying, formerly known as the Voluntary Euthanasia Society. Next, after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Macrina the Younger. You're listening to Crusade News.
Thomas Jefferson was famous for a lot more than life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if you're waiting for Hollywood to put that on film,
you may as well wait for the next Ice Age.
That's why I started Founding Father Films. Hi, I'm Mike Church, and I invite you and your family to see and hear the greatest stories never told in my movies, The Spirit of 76 and The Road to Independence, on DVD and CD, and available now at Amazon.com, MikeChurch.com, or call 866-483-3833.
Born around the year 330, St. Macrina the Younger came from a religiously illustrious family. Her grandmother, parents, and 4 siblings are all Catholic saints. She was engaged to be married at 12, but her fiancé died before the wedding. She then proceeded to consecrate herself to Jesus as a virgin, living a life of prayer, study of sacred texts, and sacrifice, spending much time helping to form her younger brother in the faith. Her brother, St. Gregory of Nyssa, wrote a book about his sister's sanctity. She embraced mortification even as she lay dying at the age of 49, spurning a bed and preferring the floor. St. Macrina, pray for us. The Associated Press covered both President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence as they spoke out on Tuesday regarding the failure of the Senate's Better Care Reconciliation Act.
We're not going to own it. I'm not going to own it. I can tell you the Republicans are not going to own it. We'll let Obamacare fail, and then the Democrats are going to come to us and they're going to say, how do we fix it? How do we fix it?
The Senate should vote to repeal now and replace later, or return to the legislation carefully crafted in the House and Senate. But either way, inaction is not an option. And Congress needs to do their job now.
More information has come to light about the Minneapolis police officer who fatally shot unarmed Australian yoga teacher Justine DeMond in the abdomen. His name is Mohammed Noor, and he is a Somali-American who entered the United States as a refugee. UPI reports that Officer Noor is refusing to be interviewed by the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. Minneapolis residents are demanding accountability.
The police are obviously not defending the people's interests. They're interested in their own lives.
And lastly, in Celestial Musings, what most would consider a grisly discovery was a long-awaited answer for a woman in Switzerland. As a glacier in the Alps has receded, the bodies of a man and woman have been found. The man and woman are Marcelin and Francine Dumoulin, parents of 7, who disappeared into a deep glacial crack when they went together to milk their cows back in August of 1942. Their now 79-year-old daughter Marceline Utry-Dumoulin said, "We spent our whole lives looking for them without stopping. We thought that we could give them the funeral they deserved one day." Despite the tragedy which framed her life, Utry-Dumoulin said, "For the funeral, I won't wear black. I think that white would be more appropriate. It represents hope, which I never lost. What a blessing that her mystery has been solved, even if it took 75 years. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned now for the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your News Talk and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.